Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 29, 2020. Accelerating personal growth. Question: can a person consciously move from a lower level of needs to a higher one? Answer: this depends on the people around him and the environment in which he prefers to be. In principle, starting from the moment when a person begins to stand out from the horde of animals, he can choose his environment. Gradually, by changing his environment, he can move up the degrees of the pyramid of desires, regardless of how the normal, natural ascent on it takes place. Question: do you think that personal growth can only happen consciously, or do we simply reveal our inherent potential? Answer: naturally, this is all determined by the fate of a person. However, at the same time, a person is given the opportunity to accelerate their development. On the one hand, personal growth is determined in advance. On the other hand, it depends on the individual. In other words, the speed of the potential unfolding depends on the environment in which he exists. Balhasulam, in the article The Freedom, explains how this can be changed and how to use this. Question: what is more important for personal growth, potential, genes, or environment? Answer: the fundamental thing is genes. They, in the end, push the person to realize himself. Then comes the influence of the environment. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020. The Germans of the Laws of Moses, Part 3. Irrational Hatred of the Jews. Question: before the Second World War, new Zionist movements appeared, the Revisionists and the Jewish Agency for Israel, Ha-Sochnat Ha-Yehudit Liritz Yisrael, which were at great odds with each other. The fact is that the Nazis were willingly cooperating with the Zionists, especially with the Jewish Agency for Israel, where Alois Rohff was one of the members. The Revisionists, led by Jabotinsky, believed that they must not make any agreements with Nazi Germany, while the Jewish Agency negotiated with it, trying to solve the Jewish question. Germany even gave money for moving the Jews out of the country. Why did the Germans have such an incomprehensible hatred of Jews that they were willing to pay all expenses to expel them from Germany? Why did this 1% of the population bother them so much? Answer: but what a 1%? It does not dissolve into other peoples. If you dug into the leadership of the Nazi Germany, you would find a lot of Jewish blood there. Question: but the Nazis were very careful in examining the ancestry of Germans since 1600, trying to find out whether anyone in the family was Jewish. And if there was a great-grandmother or great-grandfather, then you could no longer stay in Germany. It was absolute madness. Where did this come from? Answer: this is the working of a spiritual force, nothing can be done here. Remark: it follows that it was something mystical, out of the ordinary. My comment: that's how it was. This accompanies the Jewish people because they are tied to the spiritual force of nature. For many years, the Nazis tried to get rid of the Jews in every possible way, sparing no effort or expense. They went around the country offering Jews everything they could to get them out of Germany and free the state from them. But the Jews would cling to this country as if it was something special. Germany is the center of Europe. Jews had settled there a long time ago and had deeply absorbed the German culture. Don't forget that Yiddish is a German dialect. In addition, Germany was not as ultra-religious as France or Spain. The Germans were friendlier to the Jews. There was no such anti-Jewish sentiment as in Spain, France, or England, where Jews were forced into synagogues and burned alive. Remark: however, when Hitler came to power, a different policy was adopted in the country. It was forbidden to appoint Jews to public offices. My comment: but it was still official. The Germans are very meticulous. If a law is officially adopted, they comply with it; if not, they do not. Thus, it was customary for them to act within the letter of the law. For more on this topic, read my books like a bundle of reeds, Why Unity and Mutual Guarantee Are Today's Call of the Hour, and The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, Historical Facts on Anti-Semitism as a Reflection of Jewish Social Discord. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, August 12, 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 17, 2020. Question: Why does the ego subjugate only to fear? Answer: What else can it subjugate to? The ego wants to fill itself with everything except fear, except the feeling of emptiness. This is the only thing it fears. Question: How can we nevertheless connect such incompatible attributes like egoism and altruism? Answer: Egoism and altruism can connect only one above the other. This is called faith above reason, when altruism is more important than egoism. This is what you determine when you study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Question: If man is the force of bestowal and woman is the force of reception, why are there so many couples of the same gender? Answer: First of all, the question is formulated incorrectly. From a spiritual perspective, men and women differ only by their egoistic attributes. In men, they manifest themselves in their own way and in women in their own way. But they are both egoistic. Couples represent animalistic coupling of people and it has nothing to do with spirituality. Question: What is love and friendship according to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: Love and friendship relate only to people with whom I develop spiritually within my Kabbalistic group. Other than that, there is family and children, but these are totally different mutual daily relations. Question: How do you relate to information about chip implants and about 5G? Answer: All this has nothing to do with spirituality, and therefore, it does not interest me. Question: Will money disappear in the future? And if, for example, you have two apartments, will you have to give away one of them? Answer: You owe nothing to anyone. And money will not disappear. It may change its essence, there may not be bills or coins anymore but something else. But it will not disappear because it is equivalent to communication. Question: What role will medicine play in the near future? What values should it develop on? Answer: Only on the value of preserving and supporting people's lives so that they can ascend in spirituality. Question: Are you sure that you answer all the questions you are asked correctly? Answer: I am sure. Question: How can I force myself to restrain my emotions when they disobey and spill out of me? Answer: Let them out, there is nothing wrong in that. Are we not human? After all, it happens to everyone, including me. It is better to let them out. Question: Which professions are the most altruistic? Answer: The most altruistic profession is being a teacher of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Question: How many people who have already corrected their ego can change the world and when will it happen? Answer: Basically, the world is changing with all of us. Each of us constantly changes the world either by suffering or by good deeds. Don't worry, think about your correct participation in this process and everything else will work out. Question: How can one keep his internal religious belief and develop the desire to correct oneself and the whole world? Answer: What does that have to do with religion? I don't have such an environment and have nothing to do with religion. Therefore, I cannot advise you on that. Question: Do our thoughts impact the world? Answer: They definitely do. Nothing other than our thoughts impacts the world. The world and everything in it is a thought. We exist in a thought and there is nothing other than that around us, no matter, no motion. It is all thoughts. Question: The more I delve into the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the more doubts I have, starting from the question whether what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches is true to the question whether I will be able to reach the end and ascend above the ego. What can you advise people like me? Answer: Continue to doubt, and do it harder, because this is the only way you will reach the truth. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 17, 2020. Crises change a person's consciousness. Question: millions of people today understand what you are talking about, but only politicians who set laws can change public opinion. And they are selected by the media. Moreover, the media is in the hands of the rich, and the rich don't want to change anything. It turns out that it is a vicious circle. Is there a way out of this situation? Answer: nature tells us the way out. It will still lead us to a big bang, egoism, frustration. And then we can change everything. No power consisting of power and money can rule the world more than the people themselves want. And people are gradually beginning to understand that to continue to exist like this means to disfigure nature, themselves, and their children, and something must be done about it. I believe that we live in such a generation and in such a time when the integral, global attacks that the virus conducts on us will quickly change the opinion of humanity about how it should treat the world, life, nature, and itself. In the end, everything will change. Crises change a person's consciousness, and it is impossible to develop further without them. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 30, 2020. New Life 1273. The Power to Change Reality.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. We can't hear you. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about a remedy for the corona. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, we really feel that there are many, many problems that are unfolding. Maybe the coronavirus is a central problem, but around it, many other problems. We've lost control of the world, and many people feel helpless. They have no livelihood, no future. They feel that maybe the only thing that they can do is go out and shout and protest. And they're spending lots of energy on many things. There are those looking for a vaccine for the coronavirus. In short, we're doing many things in order to bring change. And on this show, we'd like to talk about how does change really happen? How can we really bring something good, heal all of these illnesses? Everything that we're doing in order to solve the problems that are unraveling, what's missing? Are we correctly investing our energy, Dr. Lightman? Completely not. We're investing our energy in the wrong direction. It won't help. It will only increase the disease itself. We will feel how wrong we are for an extended period of time, and everything that we do brings about suffering, and maybe then we will understand that finally we have to listen to Kabbalists and follow them. Well, what is that real force in us that can generate change? Dr. Lightman, the only force that exists in us is the force of evil. We're egoists, and only the force of evil is what controls us, the force of ego. And therefore, we have nothing to fight with. Not the corona and not anything else. What does it mean that there's only the force of evil in us and everything that we do generates bad things and we can't solve anything, Dr. Lightman? Because whatever we're doing in order to harm others, and therefore there's no point in expecting something good to come out of it. Tal, suppose I have a problem, whether it's a disease or whatever, instinctively I want to do what I can in order to get rid of the problem and to bring restore balance. I don't know what's bad about that. And Dr. Lightman, it's not bad, but it's an incorrect way, because as if you don't finish dealing with that problem and another problem, different problem appears. Oh, and why are there constantly appearing new problems? Dr. Lightman, because you're not taking care of the previous problem correctly. You're not covering the hate, the evil, the demonstration of your ego that is revealed the way it is. You're not covering it with good, with connection. Oh, and suppose there's an outbreak of the coronavirus and we want to deal with it successfully. So we're looking for a remedy, for a vaccine. You're talking about a different level in which we have to find the answer to the problem that is being revealed. Dr. Lightman, true. Oh, and so what is that other level? Dr. Lightman, for us to understand that all problems come due to incorrect relations between us. Oh, and meaning people, Dr. Lightman, yeah? Oh, and if so, if we want to advance in direction of healing things, what do we have to invest in? Put our energy into what? Dr. Lightman, correct connection between us. Oh, and what is correct connection between people? Dr. Lightman, to reach good relations up to the point of love. Tal, why do bad relationships cause problem? Why my attitude toward Owen has to do with a problem that suddenly appears in life? Dr. Lightman, that's obvious. Our nature on the levels of still, vegetative, animate is all one nature. And then we can discover the relations between us on different levels. Please explain, how does this affect my inner world, my nervous system, my thoughts, my this, my that? How does a chemical pill or something affects me? We see that this substance affects my mood and other things. Where does that come from? Why is it that when I drink a glass of whiskey, after that I feel a bit... Why? Explain. We see that each and every level affects the other levels in a person. And then what happens is that you can't say that we exist only on this level. We are complex, and by changing the relations between us, we can change, we can affect the chemical relations between us, the viruses, and to the contrary, through viruses, we can affect higher degrees, and this is what's happening now. I don't know, it's so simple. You, as a psychologist, please explain why by giving a child, why do we expect for a child to change his behavior if we give him a slap? Tal, obviously, he's afraid, Dr. Lightman. I don't think that it's that obvious. Explain. Tal, he's afraid of the negative consequences, and therefore he'll change his behavior, Dr. Lightman. So a physical act causes change on a different level, on the level of desires, thoughts, relations. So what was your question then? So our question was, is our attempt to solve physical problems on the physical level enough, Dr. Lightman? No. If we really want to find a remedy, we have to find it on the highest, uppermost level, on the level of relationships on the level of our relationships. This is where the real vaccine is, in the relationships between us, in thought and desire. Tal, there's this idea that if we change the way we think, something about our internality, we can also cure our body. Here you're saying something broader, that if I change my attitude, the way I feel, I can affect reality, my reality, Dr. Lightman, not only your reality, all of reality. We influence the whole of reality by our relationships, our thoughts, our desires. So how does it work? What are those, Dr. Lightman? We're working in a field of forces, and in this field of forces, there are different forces that are working, and all of them are interacted. We're interacted with each other through that, in our thoughts, desires, actions, and everything. We influence each other. This is also how the universe is working on us. Our planet, everything, the entire universe. Therefore, we have to better understand that, let's see, can we really get rid of these kinds of viruses, pandemics? I don't see that we're succeeding. Owen, so what is the experiment that you're offering us to do? Let's see what we should do and what is the thing that we have to measure. What's the experiment here? Dr. Lightman, how to prove this? Owen, you said, let's try. So what are we expecting? How do we measure, Dr. Lightman, that we have to change our attitude toward each other, and then from this attitude toward each other, we will see how healthier we become. What kind of attitude will cause us to be healthier, Dr. Lightman? A good attitude. So what brought about the coronavirus, Dr. Lightman? The coronavirus is an outburst, a result of the bad relations between us. Owen, just to understand, when a person's ill, today you have so many different kinds of medicine, approaches, different kinds of treatments. If I understand your approach, it comes from a special point of view that looks at the disease and the cure through very specific glasses of relationships between people. You're saying that the bad relations between people is the root of all blows. So even if you get rid of one disease, the next day you get a different blow. You get rid of that, the next day another blow, and you're all the time ill. Only the disease changes form, and therefore the cure, too, has to be directed at the root, the relationships between people. Work on that, improve your relationships with others, and from there you will bring the remedy and prevent all the change of blows that might come. Is this the approach, Dr. Lightman? Yeah? So we're not talking on the level of some kind of biological vaccine or whatever. We're leaving that aside. Your profession is relationships, how to take people from bad to good relationships, Dr. Lightman. Yeah? Owen, so please define, what is the negative attitude that a person has toward others due to which he gets illnesses? Dr. Lightman, desire, thoughts of people affect everyone, and a person actually, and that actually determines my state, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Owen, so what thoughts and desires cause me to be ill? Dr. Lightman, that you are in open air where there are plenty of viruses, only viruses on the level of thoughts, desires, that come to you from others and prick you all the time. because the evil inclination of everyone attacks you all the time, weakens you, making you ill. Tal, when I think about people, they want to be happy, they want to succeed. I don't think that most people are, you know, thinking all the time about pricking each other. What is it that causes to harm each other, Dr. Leighton? Because subconsciously this is how we treat each other. Oh, and how, Dr. Leighton, that I want to be better than everyone, greater, superior, richer, stronger, healthier, and at the expense of others, and I don't care about anyone. And I'm not thinking about that I belong to them, that we're a part of the same system, that whether we like it or not, we're influencing each other. And so what follows is that one way or another, I harm them. I affect them for the worse. One way or another, we're in a world where we're interconnected, and if I have bad, if I don't think good about others, automatically I think bad about others, and this harms them. And in return, it brings that bad from them to me. So I'm constantly protecting myself for no one to prick my eyes with this success, but subconsciously, I as if wish others evil, and that affects everything for the worse. Dr. Leighton, well, yeah, simply put. So what should our approach be toward these negative thoughts? Dr. Leighton, we want to reach a state with the help of education, and that's not simple, with the help of a special kind of education. We want to reach a state where we simply don't harm each other in any way. And how will that affect my health, Dr. Leighton? By this, I position the environment in the best possible way toward others, toward everyone. And now that we're facing all the problems there are and we're trying to solve them in so many ways, what do we have to tell ourselves? How should we start acting differently? Dr. Leighton, only be good toward each other if you want to ask in a sentence. Otherwise, you will feel more and more evil coming from each other. And you'll find no solution. Owen, I have this friend that I know her from childhood. She's really a good person. She was a kindergarten teacher, raised children, really a good person, suffered her entire life from different, I don't know, illnesses, whatnot. So it doesn't necessarily go that someone who's good gets good things and how someone who's bad gets bad things. Dr. Leighton, you're going back to a righteous that feels bad and a wicked who feels good, that these are the things that happen in our world too. But we're talking about our generation. We're talking about billions of people that now hate and suffer as a result of a general blow. And therefore, here, we have no choice, but we have to open this method of healing, of cure, of everything, that we have to relate to each other with love. We have to treat each other with love, that our connection above all disturbances has to bring us to, has to heal us, because this is on the highest level in the relations between people. We can determine our relations on the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking levels. So, chemically, it won't help us. We're now investing billions. We're now really dismantling our entire previous world. We're doing whatnot with all of these protests and everything, and you'll see the killings that will be and whatnot. We can't understand one thing, that the relationships between us are the highest level of connection between people, an attitude of heart to heart, thought to thought, if we will correctly connect with each other. By that, we will cancel the coronavirus and all viruses altogether. We'll cancel them. Until we reach this state, I have no choice. I'll have to talk about this all the time, because eventually this is what will happen. Could take many years, but we will discover how this is the only remedy to deal, to reach a good attitude between people. So, dealing with the root on the higher level of thoughts and relations, this is relevant not only to the corona, but also to the economic situation, social, everything. What I see is that people tend to blame whoever is not me, that he is the factor that has to change. If he'll change, everything's going to be fine. And my question is, where does the change start? Does it start with something changing outside of me? Dr. Leupin, no, I change. Nothing else has to change. This is something I feel that this is very meaningful, Dr. Leitman, but this has to do with education, and you're a psychologist. You understand that if we include ourselves in this approach somewhat, we can really change the social atmosphere. Kyle, I see that people really tend to blame holding on to their opinion that someone else is wrong. Dr. Leitman, that's a result of your education. Kyle, you even see it in relationships and families, that when we have a fight, we hold on to the opinion that the other, he has to change. It's never about me. What can start changing that, Dr. Leitman? The recognition of evil, the recognition of our evil nature, the measure to which we're really bad toward each other, instead of constantly being good to each other. I have to care for everyone and not myself. And if all of us will do this, all of us will feel connected in one system, spiritual system, inner system, and then instead of the virus, we'll feel life and vitality. Owen, but the definition that you just gave is opposed to my own nature as a human being, Dr. Leitman. Of course, we're egoists. Man's nature is evil from the very start. Owen, my nature is to care for myself. I have children for my children. This is where it starts. This is where it ends. When I see someone suffering, if I'm in a good mood, I can contribute something. But there's a big difference between myself and my children and anyone else who's not myself and my children. You say that the path toward healing is that a person has to be in constant concern of caring for others and not himself, Dr. Leitman. I'm telling you the truth. The measure to which we execute this and when, that's a question. But before that, the virus won't stop. Owen, yeah, I'm not saying that it's true or not. I'm only saying that this demands a person to take a supernatural state. My nature is to care for myself. This is how nature has created me. It's an instinct. And you're saying that if you want to find a remedy for all of these things, start caring for others. So as if you're taking me to a supernatural state, Dr. Leitman. And then, true, and you're saying, how can I come to that? Oh, and true, Dr. Leitman, if you're facing this problem, you will see the solution, that you have no choice. The coronavirus will exactly bring us to this point, that we have to be connected with each other, included with one another, as one man and one heart. We have to. That I have to care for others before I care for myself even. We have examples for that. We have no choice. How will I come to that? Kill me, please. If it's not a part of my nature, what can you demand? You're demanded to be ready, willing, for you to know about it, for you to want to go through that. This is why the coronavirus came, and it's now starting to teach us until it will end. By changing our nature from all of the egoistic bad to the altruistic good, from hate to love, nothing will change. Nothing. Suppose I'm a part of those people that feel that there's no choice, we have to go and protest. What do you recommend? Where's my true ability to change things for the better? Dr. Leitman, you're talking about protesting on the streets, or the coronavirus, or whatever. Everything that we're doing, where's my true ability for us to change things for the better? Dr. Leitman, there you can't change anything for the better, nothing. And this is something that we yet have to see in reality, that it will not change our world, it will not change our life, will not get any better. As a result, we'll remain poor and miserable. It drains you to go out and do and protest. Where's my true force, Dr. Leitman? To change yourself, to build an educational system that will convince everyone that the main thing is the inner change in a person. And at least if we're aware of that, then we're already on our way to getting well. Owen, what is the first thought that will put me on the right path? Dr. Leitman, there has to be, I only have to have one thought, that the good relations between people cures us of the coronavirus. Tal, and what can I start doing in this direction? Change your mind. Tal, if I change my thoughts, my mind, something will change in reality. Dr. Leitman, yes, our thoughts, our brave waves, our brain waves are the strongest weapon. Owen, are you an optimist, Dr. Leitman? For sure, it's immersed in rooted in nature. We can't escape it. If not in this, then in the next incarnation. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.